Well, absolutely correct, Dory. Well, like I said, joined the season holder and got my ticket, myself and my wife. And like I said, was at the match last Sunday and happy out with the result and delighted coming out of Croke Park thinking I'll be up here again in 2 weeks' time.
Right.
So
Okay.
on Monday evening, a friend of mine, he texted me asking me where was my section for the All-Ireland. And I said, I received no emails yet. And he said he didn't receive an email either. Just go into the link and you'll have your tickets. So we went on anyway, Jory, my wife, she does all the emails and everything. She went on it. And it said that there was no, like, we had no information. There was nothing coming up for our tickets.
Normally, what I understand happens is that the tickets are already there on the Monday morning after the semi-final if you're entitled. So you went in and you saw nothing.
There was nothing coming up and nothing showing up for our tickets. And we thought
Right.
it was after crashing or something. So my wife emailed them Monday evening, Ticketmaster. And Tuesday morning, she got an email back saying that we didn't fit the criteria, that we missed the Limerick game and the Mayo game, which we did, Jerry. For the Limerick
Right, so
game,
you missed. That's the most final and the All-Ireland quarter-final.
and the All-Ireland quarter-final. For
Right.
the Munster final, I had to ring a bell and a cycle booked 2 years previously with COVID.
Oh, sure, yes,
So,
okay. Pandemic, yeah.
and for the Mayo match, I was in America at a wedding. But what I didn't know, Jerry, and with pre-COVID and everything for the last 2 years with no football, I was after forgetting about it, that you could opt out for one of the matches, which I was after totally forgetting about, Jerry. I was a season holder ticket in the past. And like I say, for the Mayo game, we were in America for a wedding. So
Yes.
we've gone to all the league matches,
Tell me about the league, Matt. You went to all the league games.
all the league games behind the trolley, standing in the wind and the rain, up to Kildare and even up to Armagh. And the only two matches I missed was the Limerick one and the Mayo match. So it
Yeah.
is very,
And
very disappointing.
you have the option, Patrick, to opt what you didn't which you kind of forgot with the pandemic and the time off.
Yes.
You've the option to opt out of one championship match and still qualify for an All-Ireland final ticket. But if the onus is on you to opt out, you have to indicate on the account that you're opting out of that
Yes.
game.
Yes. But like I say, I also missed out on the Mayo match, But I
Yeah.
just think it is very, very disappointing, just to miss two matches out of the whole year following Kerry football and not able to get a ticket now for the All-Ireland. It's very, very, very
Yeah.
disappointing.
Yeah, after paying that money and being a season ticket, and this is one of the reasons why you bought the season ticket yourself and your wife in order to be at
Absolutely.
the games.
Absolutely. And I've been following Kerry football since 97. And like I say, I've been up and down the country and very, very few matches have I missed,
Have
I've
you
gone
any hope of
all.
getting a ticket now, Patrick?
I'm under search now, So I don't know, Jerry. I really don't know. I'm just so disappointed. Went after emailing him so many times, and they said, look, the rules are the rules.
Are the
I under
rules. Yeah. And that's what people listening will say, Patrick. They'll say, look, the rules are the rules. They're there for a reason. It's kind of it, I feel for you definitely. But what would you say to people who do say, look, there's no leeway, there's rules and they're there kind of for a reason?
Yes, I understand that, Jerry, absolutely. But we're not going to football during the
For
COVID,
so long.
you kind of forget about these things. And now you have these
Yeah.
people going to an All-Ireland, they'll get tickets and to the only match that they're going to, So
Yes.
it is
Yeah.
very, very
Yeah.
disappointing, And like I say, all I missed was two matches this year, And one was due to a
Yeah.
cycle and the other one was due to a wedding. So it
Yeah. Yeah.
is.
Yeah. And Patrick, look, we're seeing online some people are reporting, and there's some kind of exchange websites and people who try and put things together. There's, some person got offered €1,000. Or was told that they could get them tickets for €1,000. When you see stories like that, that's kind of, and I know the GAA try and clamp down on that as much as possible, but that's disappointing as well.
It is absolutely charming. And like I said, they can see that I've gone to all the matches.
Yeah.
And like I say, it's still no good. You know, we're after getting four emails back saying, look, the rules are the rules. Look, I understand that, like, but I just think it's kind of wrong, you know. And
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Look, it's hard luck. And like I said, you missed two games, but you were entitled. If you just had clicked the opt out or remembered about that, you'd be fine. You'd have your Ireland ticket. You only missed two. And it wasn't like you opted out of the tough league games to go to up in Antrim, up in Armagh, and places like that. Look, you're on the lookout. You're hoping to get tickets, obviously, from somewhere before the day comes.
Absolutely. Look, hoping and like searching. I don't know. It's going to be tough. You know.
It will. Well, it's Patrick, look, thanks for telling us. Thanks for telling us your story. It is a hard luck case, a really true hard luck case. But look, thanks for talking to us on the program.
If anybody can help, I'd really appreciate it. And I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Gary.